As the 209th Corps of the Afghan National Army expands their combat operations, they're also expanding their logistics supply chain. U.S. logistics advisors are helping to improve the Afghans' ability to supply themselves, increasing their combat effectiveness and reducing the downtime for maintenance. This has been possible by meeting with the 209th Corps Logistics Commander weekly and accompanying him on his base inspection. Commander Stephen Kalitri, the Logistics Advisory Team, OIC, said the improvements haven't come easily.
The hardest part is that you're learning a new system. Even though it's a system that's based on logistics techniques that we're used to, it's still a new Army system, and we're having to learn not only their system, but apply some of the techniques we've learned within our civilian career or within our military career to help make that more efficient and work better.
The challenges are paying off. The 209th Corps is greatly reducing the amount of time needed to get supplies and increasing the number of spare parts they have on hand. Previously, they were only able to fix about 12 vehicles a month, and now they're repairing 15 vehicles every week. And spare parts that used to take up to 6 months to arrive are arriving in a matter of weeks.
My favorite part about working with the ANA on this job has been the interaction, getting to meet all the new people. You're getting to meet soldiers that really have a desire to help move their country forward and to help move the ANA forward. It's been a great tour and an interesting tour to be able to meet all the different people that are involved in that.
Commander Kalitri also said the Afghan Logistics Command is fully functioning and independent. His logistics team has full confidence that the 209th Corps Regional Supply and Logistics Center will continue to keep the Afghan Army supplied. From Camp Shaheen, Afghanistan, I'm Senior Airman Michael Mason.